sick gentleman.
No.
That's Specs, the old Academy. That's a third the size. It's like some psychopathic rabbit with bloodshot eyes. Is there? It's like the, you know, the Trex rabbit, but he's the liquor rabbit. No. I'm not talking about down there in South Austin. I mean down in Kyle, they got one the size of an aircraft carrier. I mean, it makes that one look like a mini mart. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, and it's just like I say, the people that are like cattle. I mean, you know, the thing is, I might tell people about the CBS situation. I'm like, well, I got enough money and enough guard dog lawyers around. It's like, well, the guard dog lawyers are under this family judge. I mean,
I hear you, and it's not a real court. It's not a real court. Just no due process, no nothing. It's all far done. You're all going to find out though soon. Just keep laughing, everybody. Let's go ahead and kind of do a cyclical point where. Just, you know, you don't think they're valuing your dollar? You like the New World Order? Fine, enjoy it. Carl in Montreal, Canada, you're on the air.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I read a script Bible today about the wicked scheme against the righteous. But the Bible says it's going to laugh at him, for God sees his day is coming. You know, I believe they're going to get what's coming to them. They think it's all seen now, but, you know, going to get theirs and then it's
well,
going to come
the
back
Bible also
them.
Says they invent all manner of wickedness. They're inventors of wickedness and evil. They pick up complex new shams, and they always have idiots that serve them who mean well.
Yeah, but it says the Bible also in Psalm 59 news, they'll be caught in their own pride, you know, and that they will basically, you know, it's going to come back.
I'm the opposite. I'm totally pathetic, upset. It's a beautiful day, so many great things in life, but meanwhile, everybody has this feeling of anxiousness in the government. That's Al-Qaeda. You're scared of Al-Qaeda. No. They know they have legitimate sense, and they know we have a legitimate fear. You don't feel safe, and you feel like something is bad, but great evil is in control of your life and in control of your country and your society. You're supposed to have that disquiet feeling, folks.
They're evil, pure evil. I think they're just like what Jesus said about the Pharisees. They're from the father of the devil.
They
that's
are.
Who they imitate, you know. I come to Canada from the United States. I just went through hell there, you know, in prison. And I had evidence to show, you know, what happened was a lie, what I was jailed on. And they don't even want it yet.
Exactly. And the average person who goes into the criminal justice system, and it is a criminal system, for the human resources they feed on, you know, the average poor, boothed, white trash.
I don't understand. I didn't really know. Man, I just was take the class when I was 12, and I never got out of the system. I don't understand.
Government isn't your friend. People always say, the government's dumb. They sent me to jail, and I'm innocent. They're not dumb. The narcotic traffickers own the banks and own the private prisons. They run things. They're smart. You're dumb. That's why they've slaved you. I'm serious, folks. I hate the New World Order. I hate the things they do, but it's time for you to stop being such easy pushover. Now look at the public. They're lambs to slaughter, folks. Just you had any idea how globalists are. More of your calls straight ahead. It's Happy Sunday radio show. Stay with us. If you disagree, we'll put you to the head of the line, 877-505-5525, InfoWars.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world.
Known as the Bilderberg Group. Could the objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, they plan for world government blown wide open. You will learn the threat that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress in world government.
Most have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Loop for global insanity. You have been warned.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time for 6,000 years, has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat currency that gets weaker every day. Resources is put to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for you. your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Midas Rhesus today and your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have thought about owning gold, you must read the report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Dave from Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out the biggest problem in the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up to this. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Already Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-222, 1-800-53-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
Are you concerned about the high prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugs.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 40% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month. Include a 30-day conditional back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-26-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlife.com today.
Okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to rampage through your calls as quickly as I can. And then we're going to come back and go over Clinton's assassination con about Barack Obama. Unbelievable. A bunch of other really important news I have here in front of me. Let's go ahead and talk to Stephen in New York. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I saw this article you wrote about, you post about the birth of the South American Union. And I'd like to make a point about Chavez. It seems that he's being used to put in some sort of no socialist track to get the rest of South America along with the South American Union. They knew that that people of North and South America would not easily accept a whole gigantic area of the Americas, a whole gigantic super state of North South America. So they got him to kill the FTA and wait a couple years, because the Illuminati, they're masters of deception, masters of cloak and dagger.
No, and I mean, in fact, I believe, and I've said this, that they staged his kidnapping in 2002. Greg Palast even knew it was going to happen, said it like 3 weeks before it happened on my show. He'd heard rumblings of it, BBC reporter. And certainly, and then now help spearhead their separate socialist South American Union, and yeah, they've celebrated it. The British Prime Minister Gordon Brown, during the founding of it, calls the new global covenant. The founding members of the South American Union are Argentina, Bolivia, Brazil, Chile, Colombia, Ecuador, Guyana, Paraguay, Peru, Suriname, Uruguay, Venezuela, reports Sophie News Agency, and its new Union of South Americans. But you tell an American, they go, there's no thing, does not exist, because media says the globalists aren't looking for that.
Yeah, he said that the biggest enemy of this American Union was the was the American empire. Can you believe that?
Yeah, the U.S. Well, the globalists use us as the front. The globalists blame us. The globalists act the U.S. is doing all of this when we're just the muscle and then blame. We're birdcage liner. We take all the heat, then they just remove and wad us up.
Yeah, I actually wrote an article about this, and it goes over all points, and it's and
okay, where is it?
War of Illusion at WordPress.com. It's called The South American Union and Hugo Chavez.
Okay, great. Thank you. Why don't you post it on the Prison Planet forum, and we might put it on one of our sites. Thank you, sir. I keep being sarcastic all day saying this doesn't exist, that doesn't exist. I get emails and calls and people saying there's no inflation, there's no hyperinflation, and the dollar's strong, and you just hate America. And I'm like, no, the people running our government have had policies to devalue it. Cutting the interest rates and all of this, and it's just denial. Denial will get you in deep trouble, folks. It's time to stop denying. We have a criminal world government militarizing the police, turning our country into a third world cesspit, and our basic fundamental rights are being scrapped. That ought to scare the daylight out of you. Tyranny is serious, but I got to move here, man. Everybody sounds like stoned. I'm back on that whole rant there. By the way, I'm not letting out some secret that, oh, I'd seen Joe Rogan smoke pot and I'm ratting out my friends. I was in a comedy TV show. And they were going to show a scene, and I was Joe Rogan. He said, hey, want a little TV piece? I said, sure, I'll come down. He was visiting Austin. And then he starts smoking pot on camera for the scene. I'm like, hey, man, I don't really marijuana. It's like, hey, want some? And I'm like, no, I don't want that. It ended up being a TV show. So no secret. It's like on the message board going, what are you doing? Talking about how you smoke pot with it. I don't smoke pot. I don't coke. It's one of the only drug government doesn't ship in, but I still don't because I don't like it. Let's go ahead and talk to Peter in Colorado. Peter, you are on the air. Welcome.
How dare you say 9/11 was an inside talk? How dare you?
I'm sorry?
How dare you?
Okay, I hear you.
How dare you say that?
Is this a joke?
How dare you say 9/11 was an inside
talk?
How dare you say we didn't land on the moon? How dare you say 9/11 is an inside talk? How dare you?
Is that all you can say? Are you like pull a string out and then it says it over and over again?
How dare you say 9/11 was an inside talk? You're a fucking nigger, man.
Okay.
Look it up.
I thought that call was a joke. From Colorado, we had to delay it out, and then he started screaming N-word and calling me that. Just absolutely amazing. Listen, troglodyte, don't worry. The people you think are your government are going to betray you. The fake system you worship is fraud and is lying to you. Number one, I believe we went to the moon. He also tried to mix that in. He would just say, how dare you say 9/11 wasn't an inside job? And then cussing. Just absolutely amazing. I've also had these guys email me and say, how dare me say our government staged the Gulf of Tonkin? That's now declassified. I've been in the Chicago Tribune and declassified that Israel attacked USS Liberty knowing it was USS Shep to try to so the U.S. would attack Egypt and the Soviet Union. Nuclear bombers were in the air. B-52, nuke Russia. Okay, that's now all classified. Years after I had the admirals and all the different people involved on to tell you it's all the NSA documents have now been released, 6 months ago? Yes, the people running our government killed 3,000 people on 9/11. Let me try to explain something to you. It's in the news that our government is using real al-Qaeda, the number two and number three of al-Qaeda, Wahhabi of Saudi Arabia, to attack Shiite Iran, and that they're blowing up mosques, police stations, schools. And then Iran now trying to get extradition of Iran to Iran of Saudi Arabian bombers, and the U.S. is protecting. Okay, the people that run our country, we shouldn't even say the U.S. People that use our name, use our troops, use our country, they created Al Qaeda. The British created them about 80 years ago. Then they used them against the Soviets, started the war with them, got the Soviets to come in. Contrary to Tom Hanks' stupid movie, the folks, by the way, ran that operation, live right here in Austin. I didn't even know one time I was invited to a dinner, and at a dinner with these people, I was totally freaked me out. They weren't evil people to eat dinner with on the surface. I already digress. It doesn't even matter. I mean, that guy who called in going, how dare you? How dare you? I thought it was a joke. And I was like, can you say more? And then he started threatening and cussing and screaming, you effing, you know, N-word. Well, that isn't an insult to me to be a black person. I mean, I'm not black, but you thought that really hurt me. I'm like you. Hey, it's black. Look, you think you're patriot, you think you're saving this country. You're not. You've been betrayed. It's Al-Qaeda to attack Serbia. They're using Al-Qaeda to attack Iran. Al-Qaeda is a pocket weapon that the globalists pull on and use. They radicalized the Muslims pre- and post-World War II to take down secular governments in the Middle East. Al-Qaeda works for the globalists. We'll be right back with us.
Prepare for an uncertain future. DVDs for winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hoods Woods is the world leader in survival instructional video. Hoods Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs. From cave cooking to survival basics to survival DVDs covering topics, food storage, and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques used in the wild and in your very own home. Used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com. Browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hoods Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit a sign at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use to the United States a scrap of paper. They swear an oath with, and then they reject it. That was the employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next fascism.
Washington, you're fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues related to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how it affects you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. It's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 0161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 9145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, Balance has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance bracelet on the rib of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one. Better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance has no mats, but is ionized in such a way wearers are so good they refuse to take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912. Or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Good. Feel great. Offer not available in California.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Corruption never had a wormy. You're locked in to the Alex Jones Show.
Let me just read a bunch of headlines, then we're going to go back to your calls and into more of the news. Look at this. South American Union of Nations established in Brazil. Okay, that's just a headline. Oil climbs to record above 135 a gallon. Denton County, no refusal weekend, targets drunk drivers jamming needles in your arms on the side of the road. Massive surveillance program the federal government's conducting on 8 million potential suspects. Now it's 8 million in the terror database. We're all terrorists. It's ridiculous. Research here. Famine killed 7 million people in the United States during the Great Depression. And that's when 90% of people lived on farms. Now think about a breakdown in society. Another one, Texas FLDS case rejected. Simply no evidence. It says the VS had no evidence on any of the people that they falsely arrested and the children they took. Doesn't matter. Those criminals will still have their way with those children. They're still going to harass the living daylights out of them. They do what they want, when they want. There's no group more dangerous for children to be in the custody of than government. Justice Department numbers. 5 times more likely to be abused in CPS custody than any other place. They're even safer in juvenile hall when they're older. That's just facts. Government is scum. God is filth. Government is trash. On average, in a latrine, could you stick a hand out in there and maybe find somebody's wedding ring that fell off? I mean, maybe a diamond fell in the latrine, and there might be some good people. But in these key areas, a normal person doesn't go snatch kids and abuse people and taser people and have power. Whack job at that on average. So we got whack jobs running our society. And frankly, I'm just all of you. And I know it's upsetting neocon listeners today that everything I've said is coming through. You're starting to realize that they're devaluing your dollar and raping you at the gas pump and that the New World Order is real. It's very upsetting for you right now. This story, Clinton apologizes for FK assassination remark. Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton. I mean, if I ever have to look at that woman again, it'll be too soon. Quickly apologized Friday after her death threat. I'm sorry. Now, after citing the June 68 assassination of Robert F. Kennedy and defending her decision to keep running the Democratic presidential nomination despite increasing long odds. And, yeah, she said, I better not give up because, you know, Kennedy got killed in June, and that could happen to Obama. Thank God she didn't deny that's what she meant by it. But don't worry to all the racists out there who hate Obama and hate black people and are really freaked out. I mean, you notice all the trash bevies out there in the country are, you know, hardline yellow dog Democrats that want mailbox money, welfare money, are all voting against Barack Obama and all these liberal strongholds. Don't worry. He doesn't run anything. I mean, Bush doesn't run anything. McCain, Hillary, it doesn't matter. Don't you understand they're puppets? Don't you get the country's bankrupt? Don't you understand they built FEMA? Don't you understand we're entering a long, dark night of the Republic? You've had your way, America. Ignorance has brought us to hell and back. Oh, God. They're all bad. I wouldn't vote for either one of them. Why do we get 60% turnout for presidential races and then 8% turnout local where real power is at? Big media gives you a spectacle, gives you the false left-right choice. It's like, you want me to punch you in the face with my left hand or my right hand? Tell you what, let's just get Paul in here in studio. Paul, come in here. I'm going to ask camera. I'm right over here. You want me to slap you with my left hand or my right hand? Really? Trey? Trey, can I have a choice? Paul, you can punch me with your left or right hand. That's a choice. Or how about you could shoot me in the head with your left hand or your right hand? The hands are attached to arms that are attached to the New World Order. What are you going to say, Trey?
No, I was just saying I'd take the left.
Well, yeah, statistically. But let's say the arms were about the same size. Oh, God. I'm like a fifth crab like everybody else. Our arm's bigger than the other. It doesn't even matter. Some days I come in here. I mean, look at this news I've got. Just look. Bilderberg luminaries is select Obama's running mate. Dutch embassy fixes Bilderberg information. They posted where their prime minister was going and pulled the presidential site. Oh, man. Pennsylvania Turnpike on verge of 75-year lease to Spanish company, same one over our roads, to toll road operator. The $12.8 million offer may say another piece of U.S. sold off to foreign investors. And it turns out they're getting a 75-year lease when this is only the amount of money they'll make in the next 10 years. Saying that's a bad business deal. But see, it's all strip mining. Politicians sell it off. They then get their daughters, their wives, their really all get jobs with the company doing nothing. Mailbox money again. See, that's what's scary about government. They're all just grabbing, selling everything. I've likened the country to a mansion. They pulled out the carpet and the drapes and the, and the furniture and the paintings and the fixtures, and they're ripping out the marble floor and ripping out the sink, ripping out the bathtubs and ripping out the beams and ripping out the flower planters. I mean, looting it while telling us it's all to stop Al-Qaeda, of course. Safety lapses raise risk in trailers for Katrina victims. U.S. residents and military brigs. Government said it's war, AP. Look at these headlines. CIA protects Al-Qaeda group from extradition. Bush early Iraq withdrawal would be catastrophic. I thought we'd be out of there in 6 months. Promised. Oh, it's early to leave in 6 years. Fingerprint registry and housing. Note how you hear all teachers have to be fingerprinted, and then all government workers have got to be thumb scanned. And then, oh, now all filters and anyone associated. That's federal. And isn't it funny, Texas passed a bill right before the feds did. See, it's all unified. They all get them up at the National Associations of Counties and Cities and City Managers, and it's all internet. The same stuff we do here, they do in Australia at the same time. It's all globally run. Getting you ready to buy and sell with your thumbprint. That's right. Fingerprint software integrated with medical marijuana dispensary. Oh, you want your marijuana, dope heads. You got to be scanned to get it. Employment verification plan triggers fears of brother. McClatchy newspapers, and it goes on to say the feds are going to make you have an ID that's biometrically scanned to have a job, but they say it'll stop illegals. But the illegals are going to be legalized under the guest worker. That's what that is. We all go under this. You understand? They're not arresting the illegals, folks. They arrest 1,000 here, 1,000 there out of 4 million that pour in each year. It's all dog and puss. NBC, Army stop loss policy, a backdoor draft. That's a front door draft. You've already served 3 tours in Iraq, and they say, we're sending you back for a 4th. Doesn't matter if your papers say you're out. Spending on Iraq, poorly tracked. That's a funny way of saying it. Audit fault accounting for $15 billion missing. Folks, the mainstream media always reports on things like trucks, beds, rocket-propelled grenades, machine guns, you know, low-level theft. 2 days before 9/11, the AP reported $1.9 trillion missing from the Pentagon. You wait a minute. The whole Pentagon budget's $800 billion a year. At that time, $500 billion. How would the trillions missing? All the pensions, all the investments. It was all transferred out of the country. That's all the Pentagon says, and I've got videos filed in front of Congress saying, I won't tell you where it is. Oh, no. These guys aren't involved in any terrorism. They're just trillions. They just whatever they want. Here's another. Democrats seek Iraq embezzlement probe. Yeah, well, if the happy hooligans from North Dakota wouldn't have refused orders and shot down Flight 93, was scheduled to go right into the Capitol, see, that would have shut the Capitol up real quick. Under Bush's continuity of government, he can just declare himself dictator, so can Obama, Hillary, any of the puppets, and that won't matter. Okay, I got a bunch of other news, but first we'll take calls. Steve, Sam, Gary, Mike, Paul, John. I'm going to all of you when we get back, but have your comments, your questions ready. We'll be right, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with me.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now and learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water in your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp around the world will boost your immune system and increase energy level, detoxifies the body, and reduces junk food cravings, burns fat and builds muscle, and is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Cajun smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make us a staple food and diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our seeds and oil today. today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Now, for the makers of Change, the most downloaded film in that history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entire new 2-hour film that completely destroys official fable. Loose Change will cut Hope Catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions, and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. Hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bomb the buildings. Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Game, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back, Big Brother.
According to the EPA, our indoor air is many times more polluted than outdoor. One child in 10 suffers from asthma. How can we improve the air we breathe? The answer is clear. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps naturally improve indoor air quality without adding toxic ozone. Lighted Himalayan crystal lamps neutralize allergens and irritant in the air, including dander, pollen, mold, and fungi, and are effective in reducing symptoms of asthma, allergies, headaches, and airborne vapors from paint, furniture, and carpeting. Ionic Salts provides premium quality lamps, handcrafted from salt, which has been in solid form for 215 years. It is indeed a pristine piece of our planet, containing no man-made chemicals or pollutants. Ionic Salts is your place, peace and pleasure, ambiance with benefits. Visit ionicsalts.com to see for yourself the true beauty in crystal salt lamp, along with many other great purely products. That's ionitsalts.com. Ionics, see beauty, for the difference.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GC Radio Network.
Yep, on this Memorial Day, coming up tomorrow, remember that our veterans, supposedly, they tell us, fought for liberty, freedom, due process, land of the free, home of the brave. Ask yourself, is that what we are now? We're a nation overrun by illegal aliens that hate this country openly. There's a Mexican radio station in Austin called The Race. Yeah. Their motto is, for those inside the race, everything, for those outside the race, nothing. Our liberties are gone, ladies and gentlemen. This country's falling apart. And it's positive on air telling you that. We get mad about this. Get upset about this. Get involved. All right, I'm going to go to... who was the caller actually hung up on earlier that I said I was going to go back to? We're going to go to Steve, then we're going to go to Sam. And Steve, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, thanks for getting me back on.
Okay, so you go to the tire place. They're griping about oil prices going up. That's going to cut you off.
Right, and before I get back to that, I just want to make a personal comment. I'm so sorry to be an evil, mean, bad, rebellious, nonconformist little slave, but I'm going to do what they don't want me to do, and that's use the brain God gave me, think critical, and speak out in response.
That's Al-Qaeda. That's Al-Qaeda asking
right.
questions.
I know, we just can't do that.
Being tasered to death is good.
And I'm sorry, I'm going to do like our founding fathers did. I'm going to rebel.
They were bad. Here. You get arrested for talking about them now. I have it on video. I'm not joking. I have state police arresting people for constitutions.
Hey,
they find it and go, who can't believe we got one? I'm not joking, listeners. This is not a joke. Go ahead.
Well, see, the thing is, this is now personal for me because my friend Jeff is the one you interviewed from the Bible College that had the DHS guy show up and accused him of committing an act of terrorism and espionage for the Boy Scouts about the Constitution.
I know, and the average idiot out there doesn't know that we're telling the truth.
Right.
But listen, I don't have a lot of time. I got the other callers.
And
you want to tell the story of the oil.
Right. So what happened was I was in this tire store, heard these guys talking, you know, who the oil companies think they're fooling, saying the per barrel doesn't affect the price of the gas, the pump. And I chin, and this is why I appreciate your show being armed with the truth, which is our greatest weapon. I said, well, they're giving you a half-truth because I said, actually, the main reason that has to do it, but the main reason is the devaluation of the dollar. And this one guy, it's like a light went on in his head, and he said, yeah, you know, you're right. And this is the thing that people need to understand.
They will never say that in the media. It's like a big secret. I mean, I hear financial shows, and I appreciate your call, talking about you get your 8% annual in this mutual fund. And I'm like, none of it matters. We got 15% inflation. 13 if you want to be conservative. Compounded. You know what that means, ladies and gentlemen? Oh, my gosh. By the way, that's what we're having domestically. Internationally, that's, oh, my gosh. It's I'm very upset about this. Let's go ahead and take it. I mean, what it means to the economy in our future? I mean, how are they going to keep 2 million cops hired? And all these bureaucrats, when everything's going bankrupt, they're just going to more tickets and squeeze harder. Go ahead. You're on the air from Germany, Sam.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, Patriot?
Thank you for holding from Deutschland. What's on your mind today?
Alex, I wanted to be a real-world voucher here for the devaluation of the frick dollar over here in Europe. Let me tell you about the euro and how it's just beating the dollar down into the ground. You know, I don't know if you've seen today, but like the official exchange rate is like you pay $1.57 for 1 euro, and that's if you trade mills. You take $4,700 over here, you'll come over, you know, over to Europe, you'll end up here with 2,700 euros. I mean, it's ridiculous. I'm just the average Joe, small guy. I just want to let everybody know, it's real, it's not made up.
Germany doesn't exist, nothing exists. Police in black uniforms, taser people to death is good, fake camps are good, millions of people in prisons good. No.
Well, go out, rock the world, you know.
So I mean, what is it in Germany? Are they worried? Is the dollar in plus?
Yes, they are. They're saying that if it keeps getting worse and worse, it's going to affect Germany adversely, and especially some of the other countries in Europe that have, you know, based so much of their, their financial data on the dollar. Germany doesn't have as much.
That's right. It's causing massive devaluation everywhere. It's causing global inflation.
Absolutely, Alex. I was pissed off in America about it. Alex, I'm pissed off that you can't even travel two oceans or an ocean away and have to still deal with this new world order crap. This stuff's got to end, Alex.
I hear you, and I appreciate you over there. Unfortunately, we had it so good in the land of the free and brave that criminals came in, got good at killing people, and good at PR. I mean, when you hear about global warming, folks, that's about taxes and social workers in your house or business telling you what to do. You know, Barack Obama says oil prices are a good thing because it teaches us to get little cars. It's all a scam. It's our dollars been valued. I just can't handle it anymore. Let's talk to Mike in Oregon. Thanks for holding, Mike. You're on the air.
Thank you very much indeed, sir. And as always, everything you say is nothing but the truth. And that stupid guy said 911 wasn't in a job is absolutely wrong. 911 was a job. I tell it today. I tell it tomorrow. I tell it 100 years from now. And regarding Iran's situation, I would like to speak with you, sir. And when the Bush went to Israel for the 60th anniversary of the Zionist regime, then have a secret meeting. And
then the Jerusalem Post came out and said Bush said attack Iran before his office.
Exactly. And then another news, Russia officials told to Iran that to give three islands that were taken by the Shah of Iran during the war in 1967-68 with Bahrain. And actually, Bahrain part of Iran anyway, but they separated, and then there were.
But I'm an American. Why should I even care where countries are? I'll just cram cheeseburgers in my mouth, drink beer, and think that warrantless checkpoints with police taking blood out of them is freedom. Why should I know that if we attack Iran, that we'll be paying $12 a gallon for gas for at least a year? Why should I care that all you got to do is blow up a few ships and sink them in the Strait of Hormuz and shut down a fourth of the oil supply? Why should I care if the whole world even hate us even more? Why should I care if the White House writes memos saying they can torture small children for their parents with pliers? You know, that freedom, sir. Why should I care?
The reason we should care because we love this beloved country and we want
freedom is bad, sir. We need to get the new idea and be neocons or be liberals and decide that CPS kidnapping our children without due process is good. I mean, let me get serious for a minute. Are you more afraid of criminals and the average part of the street, or are you afraid of the government? You're afraid of government. You know that. You know the gum. Now, the government's got a lot of people in it, but those directing it from the top are bad. It is illegitimate. It is rotten. It is disgusting. Its crimes are so legion, I can't even list them here. I mean, it's mind-blowing, the news I've got, the news I haven't even covered today. It's just incredible. I mean, sir, who's up next here? Ivana? Ivana in Nashville? You're on the air. Go ahead.
I'll have you on, bro, but I can talk to you. First place, I would just like to apologize. We are Change Ohio. and we are changing Kentucky because I was trying to hold down the Oliver North thing this past weekend, and it kind of dissolved last minute. And I just like to say shout out to them because I was definitely there with them.
But see, you're having a private discussion with them on a syndicated radio show. I don't even know what you're talking about, so how are they going to know?
Of course, but
I don't understand what you're talking about. Let's go ahead and talk to Gary in California. Go ahead, Gary. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Jerry. Hey, I want to talk about
it. It says Gary right here on my screen, so I'm calling you Gary.
Oh, I have.
I'm calling you out.
Hey, you heard of the esoteric either, right?
Yes.
You know, I'm trying to figure out how Hillary thinks she'd become president, because I noticed in there after watching a half a dozen times that it says that if you weren't connected to the British dynasty, you know, the clinging and all that stuff, I can't find out where she's connected.
Well, that's right. Obama is Cheney, and all of his major bloodlines on his mommy's side linked back to the Queenie there, like all U.S. presidents do. And she does have the – I mean, he does have bloodline. Herr Hillary doesn't. Hitlery doesn't. But it doesn't matter. I mean, Barack Obama, all of them, they're all – who cares? They're puppets. They don't run anything.
Oh, I realize that. I think you know, too. You know, there's this more – you know, I follow, you know, Michael Tarez, right?
Say that again?
T-A-R.
I don't understand you. I'm sorry. I'm not being mean. I'm just out of time here to the callers. And I personally just some days don't care anymore. I have to be quite honest with you. Great job, the crew in there today running things. I want to thank all the listeners, all the affiliates, all the sponsors of this country. We've been the greatest nation in the history of the world, but we're the spoiled, rotten kids of spoiled, rotten kids. We've gotten in it. And today I studied history, and I can't believe how evil the border is or what they're set up. All out there better realize that sitting this out isn't going to protect you. You got to get involved now, fight tyranny, fight evil, and out there and take on corruption, or it's going to eat your lunch, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't stand up against corruption, hardcore tyranny comes. Government's killed over 200 million people last century. They're gearing up to do it here. I'm not going quietly into the night. God bless you all. See you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, TN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.
Looking for profits, for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total seriousage under 100,000 has sold at four times its current base. Dollar values and inflation make this to happen again. Secure your edition today. Call Midas Research at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Fact. Rapid.